You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
We'll head to Gatorland in a couple of minutes and talk to Zach Appleverdy from Gators Online. We had Sam Pittman on to top the show off, but then everything came apart when Griff arrived. A lot of reaction to what Griff said about Nick Saban, and we head to John next in Louisville. Hey, John.
Good evening, Paul. It was classic Griff. I was worried at first. He looked like he was stressing at Goodwill or something. But then he went scorched earth on Napier and
yeah, I thought he was. It looked like he was picking up balls at Topgolf.
I know. Where was the coat and tie?
Yeah, like, I don't
did
know.
You just wake him up. Anyways, he did go scorched earth on Napier and Saban and. And then he was fundraising for that statue of Kirby Smart. It was classic Griff in any event. Hey, Paul, I got a quick question on Pete Thamel and Sam Pittman, but I have to ask you a quick question before that. You were talking about your family budget. Am I to understand the dog eats better than you?
Yes, unequivocally. And he weighs a lot more than I do, too.
Well, do you get more treats, though?
I mean, he's got a treat jar.
Okay.
Well, how about that for a diplomatic answer?
That's right. I get you.
I mean, it's a small family, and there's plenty of love to go around, but the dog, there's 7 days in a week, right?
7 days a week.
Right.
And I think, my dear wife is shopping for the dog 7 days a week.
Well, there you go.
So on Pete Thamel, he seemed to suggest that the Pac-12 media deal is just on hold and nothing's going to happen.
I felt, John, dirty asking about that. It's just like, it's such a cliche. Oh, hey, what's going on with the Pac-12 media deal? But I thought it was an important question considering he was talking about the ACC commissioner.
Yeah. And then I'm Sam Pittman. He looked tired. He looked less than enthusiastic today. Did you find that?
John, I'm not sure what you're talking about. I thought Sam Pittman looked great. He's always great. He is great.
Oh, I love
a great
him.
Great team this year.
Just...
And he did look a little worried. I have to agree with you.
short 7 or 8 scholarships, too. That
yeah, I mean,
well
he said they have eight scholarships. I mean, that is extraordinary. That they have, they're shopping for 8 players in the portal. But you know, there was a lot of turnover, and I think what you're hearing underneath all this is Sam Pittman did not like what he saw last year. He tried to own it, but I don't really. Come on, Sam Pittman knew what he was doing. He didn't go that physical last year because he didn't want to get everyone banged up. But he Odom left. He made a couple of other changes. He brought Enos in. He mentioned him a lot. So what does that tell you? And I think Sam is a lovable character, but deep down he's a tough football coach.
Absolutely, he's one of a type. Hey, Paul, great with the Archbishop last Friday. I hope you have him on monthly now.
Thank you. No, I thought your call, I mean, I'm not singling out calls, but your call and a couple of other calls really touched everyone. And John, we appreciate you you bearing yourself a little bit on Good Friday. Thank you very, very much for the call. Sean in Indianapolis, where they don't, yeah, everybody knows that song.
Yes, calling from, I'm one of those Big Ten callers, Paul.
Yeah, that's great, Sean.
Am I allowed on this show?
That's entirely up to you what you do in public, but we accept calls from all conferences, even the Big Ten.
Oh, my gosh. It's not even my birthday, Paul. Thank you so much. Well, I
what do they always say? Don't mention it.
don't mention it. Yeah.
Sean, hold on just a second. I mean, you seem rather nervous. You're doing a lot of passive aggressive jokes. What's at the core of all this other than your inferiority complex as a Big Ten fan?
Yeah, at the core of it, it was just that guy calling from Texas. He like made me feel bad, you know, like I needed permission before I called and talked about the SEC, you know, like we don't have cable or something, you know.
Well, you have a Big Ten network.
We do, and we tried to get you to come over to the Big Ten, but unsuccessful.
Well, again, Sean, there were some media reports about that a couple of years ago, and I don't comment on media reports, but you know,
how did that
work out? Comment. The fact I didn't come and save the Big Ten network.
I mean, we're still reeling. That's why I'm
calling. So. Can you imagine had this show? Had we picked up, this was a couple of years ago, had we picked up this entire show and moved it to Chicago, won't you please come to Chicago, and done what we do here. I mean, can you imagine how great the Big Ten Network would be instead of showing reruns of Northwestern Purdue soccer matches?
No, I will take it a step further and say it would be amazing because of all the Jim Harbaugh satire that we would
have. Can you imagine, Sean, Big Ten media days, and we have a story about the Big Ten in a second, but Jim Harbaugh and I sitting around kibitzing about, well, so Jim, what did you do on your summer vacation? Anyway, hey, thanks for the call. We have some breaking news from the Big Ten. Remember, Thamel was with us an hour ago telling us about Jim Phillips getting an extension, rumors that he was heading toward the Big Ten. Obviously, that didn't happen, but the Big Ten apparently has a new commissioner, Tony Petitti. Who is he? He's a former MLB and CBS Sports executive. He worked at the MLB Network, he went to CBS, and now he is the new Big Ten commissioner. So the Big Ten is doing what others have done before. They are bringing television people and entertainment people. We saw that in the Big 12. We saw some variation of that in the Pac-12. And now we are seeing it in the Big Ten. He replaces Kevin Warren, who is an NFL executive. And team president, which he's now gone back to being, and now Tony Petitti is the new Big Ten man. Does it really matter? Because everything is already done. There is literally nothing for this guy to do other than show up and measure the drapes in his office. The TV deal is over. I mean, he will literally, when he walks in, put his feet up on the desk and go, when does it get cold in Chicago? And I'll start planning my Caribbean cruise. Gary is up next in Mississippi. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Paul. It's been a long time, man. One of my first calls, man, back in 1923, or whatever it was. I mean,
1923, great area, yeah. We had you on right after World War II. World War One ended. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
it was
that's
right
funny.
After the epidemic of 1917, and the big war ended.
Sorry,
the Yankees were with Ruth and Gehrig were dominating the Roaring Twenties. We had Al Jolson. We had Speakeasy, and you were the first caller to the Feinbaum Show.
Wrong year, bud. I'm sorry, but anyway, the first time I called you was way back in 2013 when Bo Wallace was the great quarterback for Ole Miss. And, you know, we had just great times. Ole Miss was a successful football team there. And but more or less now it's the baseball team. And, of course, we won the national championship.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little bit concerned. But not too bad. I mean, I think that we're going to do in the baseball, I think we're going to do it again.
Hey, but Gary, just remember where you were a year ago today. You're trying to fire the baseball coach. And it all turned around, and Mike ended up having the last laugh. We're up against a break. We will continue. We have a guest talking about Florida football. Their spring game is 2 days away. They're playing a Thursday nighter. Zach will join us in a moment.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Florida spring game coming up 2 days from now, Thursday night. And we're really happy to say hello to Zach Appleverdi from Gators Online. Zach, it's great to talk to you. I understand you just you're teaching a class down at UF, and you literally just came out of it. I'm I don't know if I'm the only one, but I'm curious what you were teaching tonight.
Well, we actually had our last class assignment of the semester, and then the final 2 weeks they get to go out to some UF baseball games and actually cover some sports. So that's I think the best part that they enjoy about the class.
What's it like covering sports but also teaching future young sports journalists the art?
It's awesome, Paul. I mean, obviously, to be able to give back in this way, especially at my alma mater, but also still being in the business, it keeps me sharp because I got to give these students advice and make sure that I'm bringing my A game every week.
We talk all the time about what fans think of what's happening with Billy Napier. What are the students the students having to say about the total confusion of Florida football over these past 8 or 9 years?
Yeah, I think a lot of students, especially the ones in my class, are ready to see this thing get back turned around. You're coming off of 2 6-7 seasons. You know, they had that run with Dan Mullen where they had some really good years, but a lot of the students that are here on campus now, they haven't experienced that. And obviously Thursday's going to be a big opportunity for the student body and the fans to get out and see what's really a new-look team this year in 2023, Paul.
So let's start. I mean, obviously, the quarterback situation is going to change. Take us through what fans will be looking for and particularly zeroed in on.
Yeah, I think one thing to note is this quarterback battle is far from over. You know, at this point last year, when we got to the end of spring, it was a foregone conclusion that this was Anthony Richardson's job. And by the time the orange and blue game was over, everybody knew that. That's not going to be the case this Thursday. I think regardless of how Jack Miller and Graham Mertz play, this competition is going to continue into the summer and probably into fall camp all the way until the first snap at Utah. And I think coming into spring, a lot of folks viewed Graham Mertz as the favorite to win the job because he was a three-year starter at Wisconsin, 32 total starts versus a guy in Jack Miller who just made his first career start and his UF debut. But to Jack's credit, he's made this a battle throughout the spring. I think he's really improved from where he was last year. And this is a guy, Paul, who sat behind C.J. Stroud at Ohio State and Anthony Richardson at Florida, the first two quarterbacks that could come off of the board. So I think he's got a lot to prove after being a backup the last couple of years.
Zach, you wrote recently, and I keep hearing a lot of murmurs down in Florida, not so much on the offensive side, but on the defensive side, especially with Austin Armstrong, the D.C. Tell us why so many people are so high on him.
I think the energy that he's brought, Paul, I think that his personality has been a great change of pace for that scheme in that side of the ball, especially given the struggles that they've had the last couple of years. They needed a new and young guy to come in there and just mix things up. Now, it's not just aggressiveness and fire and all the energy that he's brought. He's also got the background, having learned for a year from Kirby Smart, coming over from Alabama, and Nick Saban. To kind of have those two coaches stamp him as a defensive coach, I think gives the players a lot of confidence in the guy that they're learning from. And he's also coming over from Louisiana, where he was there with Billy and Patrick Toney. So he knows that defensive scheme. And speaking to the coaches and the players throughout camp, they've said this has kind of been a seamless transition and a very user-friendly scheme for them to learn. And I think that's, you know, it's never easy to replace your defensive coordinator a week before camp. But I think Billy couldn't have had it worked out any better considering the candidate that he landed.
Zach, I feel from you, and you're about the first person I've talked to that feels some buzz, maybe feels the winds changing. I know it's very easy to be on the negative side. The naysayers are out there. You know that. You cover the team.
Sure.
But for fans looking up and hoping, you mentioned the defensive side. You mentioned the QB battle. Let's talk about the optimism, because the schedule seems to many to be a backbreaker.
It is. It's definitely a tough stretch. You're opening up at Utah. I think for fans and folks that are just looking for reasons for optimism with the Gators, you know, you look at Pro Football Focus and who they graded as Florida's best players last season. Well, a lot of those guys are returning this year, and many of them were players that were added by Billy Napier and this staff. Now, you couple that with the transfer class and the 17 recruits that they brought in mid-year, I think within the program, that is where a lot of this buzz and energy is coming from. They feel like the guys that they've added to the roster in these past 2 years are what's going to help upgrade the talent and help this program turn the corner. I mean, they lost 13 of their 22 starters on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, Paul. Almost half of those guys this year could be transfers that were added by this staff. And I think that there's a lot of confidence in this building that you look at the freshmen that played last year and you look at the transfers, those were some of the best guys that we saw for the Gators. And I think that they feel like if they continue to add pieces and recruit, that's what's going to get this thing turned around.
Yeah, and Zach, you mentioned a lot of change, and that some would call it the free agency window. The portal window opens here in a couple of days. Pittman was on earlier with us saying he's looking perhaps for as many as 8 players. What is Billy Napier looking for?
He's looking for safety help. He hasn't been shy about it either. I mean, he basically had a casting call last week in his press conference after the second scrimmage saying, hey, we've got some young talent there, but they just don't have enough depth, and they're replacing both of their starting safeties from last season. So I think that that's an area that they're going to need to address. And another one was still going to be the quarterback position. We talked about Graham Mertz and Jack Miller and the battle there. But the fact of the matter is they still only have 3 scholarship quarterbacks. And I think that they would still like to add another signal caller to that room, whether it's someone to compete for the job or just for depth purposes. And last but not least, I think offensive line is still a spot that they could add another guy if there's someone that makes sense.
Zach Appleverdi from Gators Online. Many thanks. Appreciate you coming on. A fantastic report. We look forward to chatting with you again very, very soon as the Gators get ready for the spring game Thursday night. We'll take a break. Still time for you to get in here. Final 30 minutes straight ahead.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
For those watching on TV, we just replayed Griff. A lot of reaction expected from Mike Griffith really calling out Nick Saban. He's essentially saying Saban is no longer the GOAT. Kirby Smart is, and he says it's really, I think he said it's not even close, is it?
That's pretty much
I don't know. I might take another look at that, Mike. Saban's done okay for himself. 7 national championships. Kirby Smart is sitting on 2 right now.
Maybe if you get to 5, you can be a
good. I mean, Kirby's fantastic. We all know that, but I'm just trying to understand the absolutism of Griff right there. Joe is in Georgia. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Paul. So
hey there.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Roman did a good job. And
thank you.
I mean, my wife thinks he's a great man. And
he is.
Very, very nice. That might be about the only thing he's got on you. I don't think you can handle your callers the way you do every day, 5 days a week. I mean,
well, Joe, I don't think anyone is seriously misguided enough to do what we do here.
If you're a normal
human being, you can't do this.
You might be right. And I mean, and Jim called in yesterday trying to get.
Oh, Jim tried to sneak in? Oh, wow.
Oh, he was all like normal yesterday. Like,
what a coward.
I won't say. Yeah, and he was trying to build him up and saying that he should take over the show too, Paul.
Well, yeah, Jim has been, Jim's predictions on this show have been spot on for the last, 22 years?
I don't know, Paul. Has he ever really been right?
Well, he's been predicting the end of the show since the first call.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
First call Jim had. And, this is the worst show I've ever heard, and it will not last.
But he yet keeps listening and keeps calling back, doesn't he?
20 years later.
Well, that's okay. I mean, Jim is. Jim has seen a lot. I mean, by Jim's own admission, he's not what he used to be. So we have to take Jim for face value, don't we?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's about all you can do.
He is entertaining, though. I mean, he gives us a reason to feel better about ourselves.
That's why I listen. I'll wait for him to call in, and then I'm like, all right, today's not as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah, no, I think that is Jim's gift to mankind, that, hey, listen,
yeah,
whatever you're going through, and we all go through a million things a day, physically, mentally, family-wise, things that we have no control over. When you hear Jim scream, when you hear the venom, when you hear the hysteria, when you hear the hatred, when you hear the narcissistic approach and attitude that he has about every single subject, I feel better about myself. I wish he'd call. What about you, Randy?
I think it makes me feel better.
Yeah, I think we all would feel better.
Yeah.
So, Jim, we're asking you as rather cheap medicine that nobody's health care plan covers. Obamacare doesn't work. Major Medical, Blue Cross, whatever you would. What's the thing Namath advertises for? Whatever Namath advertises, none of those plans cover the gym call every day. But we do.
We handle it.
It's deductible.
That's right.
You don't have to worry. You don't have to call your health care provider. And who in the world would want to do that? Imagine being on the phone. I've got a claim here. Can you call back in a year? Let's check in with Les in Indiana. Hello, Les. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing this afternoon?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Great. Well, I was telling your producer, I didn't mean to call the show for a long time. I have called in the past, but this is my second semester of teaching a NIL class at Indiana University Bloomington. I teach a class called NIL Media Branding to juniors and seniors at the media school here, and it's a work in progress, as you might imagine, but it's really interesting. I think that one of the most challenging parts is, and I love to listen to your show because you have such great guests on about it, is just keeping up with everything and all the changes.
Well, tell me, Les, because I'm fairly aware, a couple of friends of mine have been through that prison. Is this part of the communications school?
Yes, it is. It's part of the media school. We don't have student athletes in the class, Paul. I've had one in two semesters, but these are mostly public relations, sports admin, TV, radio types.
That is absolutely fascinating.
And you know, we talk about it's a little bit of a oxymoron, I suppose, but the history of how NIL came to be, starting really back with Kirk Flood and Major League Baseball, and then of course the University of Oklahoma Television Regions case, and
right.
Ed O'Bannon and Alston. And
we had I don't know if you're it's been about a year. We had the attorney on from Oklahoma. He was the president of he was president of Oklahoma at one time. Yeah, he was the former president of Oklahoma, who filed that case. He was the attorney on the actual case, and I do not remember his name, but he was the main person who argued that case in front of the Supreme Court.
Right, and you know, that it's so funny because I think, Paul, you and I are almost exactly the same age, and When I tell these college kids that schools used to be limited in the number of appearances that they could make on television,
amazing.
Like in a two-year window, I think it was, number of national and local, they look at me like even more strangely than they normally
would. Les, what else have you taught throughout the years?
Public relations,
okay.
Writing, and a campaigns course. But I love sports. I love listening to your show. I used to be a part-time sports writer, and I have a corporate PR background. And I think the part, Paul, about NIL that's so interesting is, to me, it combines communications and marketing and law and branding and so many different facets. And I tell these students, and I have a lot of guest speakers. I probably have somewhere between 7 to 10 guest speakers a semester. But I say, look, this is it's going to change. It's the environment changes every week. But there's certainly going to be an industry here for you if you're interested in pursuing it, whether it's with the university athletic department in compliance or marketing or with a sports agency or one of the different companies that have popped up. So a lot of opportunity, I think.
What are, Les, I don't mean to be being so such a busybody here, but I'm curious, what are students in your class, what are they interested in doing when they get out?
It varies, Paul. I mean, some are definitely focused on radio, TV, and I see that they're, you know, calling baseball games and on our television station at IU and doing post-game and some freelance for the Big Ten Network.
Okay.
And Big Ten Plus. Others want to be, you know, maybe in communications of some type, not necessarily sports, but maybe public relations.
Right.
I think some are ticketed for law school. So we have a wide variety of students, and I think that's what makes it fun as well. And some of them right now, we have at IU, we have a great facility called the Mark Cuban Center where they can, you know, do state-of-the-art type of work, and some of them are already working with our student athletes to create those athlete profiles that they can use for NIL. So they're actually working on campus right now.
That is just fascinating. I was unaware of the curriculum has caught up with the news. That's really great.
Yeah, and actually, in all fairness, I'm really behind, Paul. There's a professor, Mary Beth Kuzmeski at Oklahoma State. She's been teaching it for a couple years now.
Okay.
There's Christy Dosh. Maybe she's been on your show.
Right,
she's,
yeah, I know who she is.
She's a professor, and she teaches at the law school in Florida. And so you're seeing more and more of these classes. And like I said, I think that I'm an adjunct professor, so I'm hardly a career academic, but I do feel like that there is a real need for this type of discipline, and it helps the students in terms of, like I said, writing and branding and thinking about how they're going to market student-athletes from a social media perspective.
Well, Les, I deeply appreciate you sharing that with us. You be well. Stay in touch with us, and we head to the break now. That was really cool. A professor at IU teaching NIL. I think I'll just take it online because I don't hear enough about that subject. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.